Bambo says reports that the Malema family has prescribed to Mamabolo what he should say in his apology are not true.
There has never been an apology with Boy Mamabolo. The only conversation that has happened between Boy Mamabolo and the Malema family has been through lawyers. There's no relationship that is shared by the Malema family and Boy Mamabolo. There has never been a relationship of such a nature. So there's no that the Malema family could say to him in this fashion.
And finally, the interministerial team tasked with South Africa's readiness for the coronavirus and the evacuation of South Africans in Wuhan says the country and the continent are capable of dealing with the virus. This follows suspicions that the low cases in the continent are a result of underreporting. The team, led by Health Minister Zweli Mkhize and Health Affairs Minister Affairs Minister Aaron Motsoaledi and Social Development Minister Lindiwe Zulu, says it's irresponsible to create that kind of narrative. So far, only Egypt, Nigeria and Algeria have reported one case each. More than 2,800 people have been killed by the coronavirus, and there are now nearly 90,000 infections in at least 50 countries. Mkhize has taken exceptions to questions on suspicions that Africa may be underreporting coronavirus.
Until someone came from Italy, Nigeria didn't have a case. Until somebody came from Italy, Algeria didn't have a case. But I think when you're not going to start by creating an image to the public of you can't trust your continent, you can't trust your government, we think that you are actually abetting the spread of the infection.
Motsoaledi says South Africa is capable to fight the coronavirus and it even helped with Ebola.
And it's the NICD, the National Institute of Communicable Diseases, and the world respects it, and it has been given that respect by the World Health Organization itself.
Gold is trading at $1,638.38 an ounce. The dollar is at 15 rand 61 cents, 17 rand 60 cents to the euro, and 20.11 to the pound. A cloudy Monday ahead of Gauteng today, with a 60% chance of isolated showers and thunder showers. A low of 13 degrees, peaking at around 20 degrees in Johannesburg. Your Twitter trends: Boy D, coronavirus, Somali Union, El Clasico, and LeBron. Top story at 6 a.m. this morning. Eskom says it does not expect to implement rotational power cuts today.
And in your sports headlines, Real Madrid defeat Barcelona in El Clasico clash to reach the top spot in La Liga. And the Stormers lose Peter Steph Du Toit for 2 months due to injury. More details at